Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. And we ask that this morning you would use me to bring your word and your word would speak to each one of us. Amen. So, bearing the fruit of love. This reading is often given at weddings, the reading about love. I spoke about love on the Good Friday service and how Jesus going to the cross was the greatest love of all. The word love can be used in so many different contexts to describe so many different things. And here with the fruit of the Spirit, the first character trait is described, the fruit of love. This ongoing spiritual battle, which we are all involved in, the choices that we have to make about the acts of the flesh or the fruit of the Spirit, and those difficult questions, are we bearing fruit in our lives or not? Are these things evident in our lives? Do people see Jesus in our lives? Do people see this fruit of love in our lives? Showing love to others, what does this actually mean? Does it mean just doing practical things to support one another? Well, yes, it does involve that. Praying for one another, yes, of course. Helping one another to grow, building one another up in faith. And here, Paul introduces it about the importance and the supremacy of love, how powerful it is. In chapter 12, Paul's just written about the spiritual gifts. However, far more important than the gifts of the Spirit is the fruit from these gifts, the fruit of the Spirit. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. You know, we can have the most wonderful gifts of the Spirit. We can be so gifted. And yet, if we don't use it in the right way and show love, then it is nothing. The choice is about how we use gifts. We can have the gift of prophecy, the gift of the greatest knowledge in the world, but don't show love. Then what good is it? I could stand here and be the world's greatest Bible scholar. I don't think I am, by the way. I could tell you everything there is to know about God's word, but do I live it out? Because if I don't, then it's no good. We can all read words, can't we? We can all read words and say this is what it is, this is what God's word is, but do we truly believe it? Do we truly live it out? Truly act it? About 4 years ago, I was out in Romania. One of the other people was a very gifted musician. Incredibly gifted musician, and we in fact worked out this running joke. If you just mention the name of any song from anything ever that had ever been written, she would just start playing it on the piano with no music whatsoever. And I actually asked her about it. I said, I've never seen anyone that can do that. And she said, it's just a gift. It's just a gift. Yet she was choosing to use that gift for God's glory. The calling is for us to show the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Having knowledge of all mysteries, all the greatest things there are to know about God. But do we have love? Do we truly show that we know it in our lives? You know, I could do all the best works ever, serve in the best ways ever, serve in all the hours ever. You think how wonderful your pastor is. But if I don't have love, it counts for nothing. I wonder, what do you think your gifts might be today? What do you think the fruits might be from your gifts? Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. A list of negatives in this verse, things that love does not do. Love doesn't envy, it doesn't boast, it is not proud. Because there is that knowledge that love is from God. The passage goes on to say that love is not self-seeking. If we are honest, we all have those moments where we do things for others, but we know it really will benefit ourselves. We'll get some benefit from it. It'll make us look good at some point. Showing this fruit of love means showing kindness to others, being patient with others. And that's not always easy when we feel they don't deserve it. One of the songs we sung earlier, I know I don't deserve anything, and yet God chooses to love us, even though we don't deserve it. We don't show love to people because they necessarily deserve it. But it's God's love that we're called to show, because God calls us to love. And that love that God offers for us is greater than any other love we could receive. Such was that love for us. God couldn't leave us the way we were. God sent Jesus into this world to die on the cross for us. That was the greatest love of all. Jesus going into the world to die for each one of us. Did you know you were loved like that this morning? The greatest love of all, that Jesus would go to the cross. Maybe you've never heard of that love before. Maybe you feel you've never truly experienced that love. God wants you to experience that today. John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The greatest love we could ever imagine. Because human love will always let us down. We're all human. We let each other down at some point. All other love can fail at some point, except God's love. God's love is something else. It does not dishonour others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. We're beginning to see a whole range of things being covered by love. Love not being easily angered. I wonder, what is our attitude towards love, towards people? What about when we talk about love and the importance of showing love, and yet we don't always show it ourselves? I'm sure we can all, if we're all honest, we've all had moments where we've done it. I know I certainly have. Love not being used for the right motives. Love doesn't dishonour others. Love isn't about tearing people down, looking to run people down. Love is about encouraging one another to grow, supporting one another. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. It's very easy to do that. Keep it in mind, the way that person treated me. I'll show them love, but I won't forget what they did. Of course, we have to be sensible and realistic about this. When we talk about showing love, it doesn't just mean we show love, love, love. Keep showing love all the time. It doesn't matter how people behave. We all need to grow. Helping someone to grow is showing love to them. There's nothing like bringing something up when it's convenient for us. Bringing something up again that someone else did. Something we can use against them. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love delights in the truth. Because sometimes there are moments when the most loving thing is to bring something very difficult to someone else. Something that will help them grow. Bringing that honesty to someone. Those difficult conversations for the benefit of someone else. Even correcting someone in love. Telling them they have upset us. Telling someone they're not walking in God's truth. That's a difficult thing to do, isn't it? And a challenge. But it all has to be done in a loving and respectful way. It's not, love is not for tearing people down. Love is for building one another up. Love always protects, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. We see some of the positive things that love does. Love keeps going, looks to build each other up. I wonder, are there people in your life today that you've been praying for a long time? And there's been so many moments when you think, I just want to give up on them. It's just not worth it anymore. They're not worth the effort. And we read here, love perseveres. Love perseveres. Love keeps going. It's very easy just to give up, especially when we feel someone else is not making the effort. We feel like we're wasting our time. It's just not going in. Love is called to persevere. Will we persevere today? Persevere in showing that fruit of love. And I've got to be honest, those moments when I think, do I give up on that person? I remember, God never gave up on me. God never gave up on any of you. Maybe you're sat here today and thinking, God has given up on me. God hasn't given up. God's love perseveres. Perhaps you think there's something in your past that means God will just give up on me. Why is God wasting his time on me? Surely there's more deserving people of God's love. And yet God's love perseveres. And yes, maybe there's people that you know that you're praying they will come to faith. God's not given up on them, so nor should we. We should keep praying for them. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. The greatest love of all never fails. And love does persevere. And especially those people that we feel there's no hope. God hasn't given up. God wants us to keep praying for them. And sometimes that means difficult conversations if we know someone is not walking in God's way and we know it's the right moment to say to them, this isn't right. This isn't helping yourself. And this isn't helping others. And those are difficult conversations to have, but need to be had in love, showing God's love and persevering with those people. The greatest love of all never fails. Paul's gone into detail about the spiritual gifts and the importance of those, and yet we get the reminder here, those are just gifts. What fruit are we showing from those gifts? We can have all the knowledge about God and God's word, all the words about God's plans, but do we truly know him and want to follow him and be transformed by him? Because gifts can come and go. Gifts can be used for a purpose. And yes, God can take them away. But the fruit of the Spirit is about the state of our hearts. Are we showing this fruit in our lives? As I said a couple of weeks ago, growing fruit takes time and effort. It doesn't just happen overnight. For we know in parts and we prophesy in parts. But when completeness comes, what is part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. We can often look for excuses for not showing fruit. We're all called to keep growing in the faith, to learn from those moments we get things wrong. We all have a responsibility for ourselves. As Paul says, when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. We'll never reach full maturity. We're all growing. We're all on a journey. But it's important we keep trusting God, keep looking to grow those fruits. And something like the gift of prophecy is mentioned here. We don't often get the full story. We may get a picture or a word that links to something that's been going on in someone else's life or they've been praying about. We don't always get the full picture there and then. It is when completeness comes that things fit together and make sense. And all we're called to do is to show obedience and to allow the fruit to grow by feeding it and watering it. Growth takes time. Verse 11 is not about needing to reach a certain age or something, but it's about our maturity and faith and allowing God to keep working in our lives. Growing in faith, just like growing fruit, takes time and patience and perseverance and effort. Just like growing any fruit in our garden or growing any plants, it takes dedication to water it. I don't have many plants in my garden. I don't have the dedication to water it. Someone like Helen Cox has the dedication to come in and water the plants outside of the church. That's a much better example of feeding and watering plants. Don't look to me for an example of watering plants. But we're all called to water those spiritual gifts. Then that fruit grows by reading God's word, by praying, spending time with God. Then those fruits grow. That's why we talk about this being a spiritual battle. The devil looks to have his way, to bring in other things to try and take our focus away from the fruit of the Spirit. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall fully know, even as I fully known. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. We need to keep growing in love. These three remain, faith, hope, and love. We can come to have faith, and yes, this is important, but as Scripture says in James 2:19, even demons believe. We have our faith. What are we doing with it? Are we showing love to others? Growing that fruit of love in our lives? Yes, we can have hope, but the question is, what are we doing with it? In 1 John 4, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. God shows us that love that we don't deserve. God's love for us was by sending Jesus into this world to go to the cross. And since God loved us, we ought to love one another. Are we going to take up that challenge today? To love one another as God has loved us. And as I said, it doesn't happen overnight. It's all a work in progress. It's all fruit that needs to be watered and fed and worked on. So much of this is about the choices that we make, responses to situations. What choices are we going to make this week in the ways in which we love one another and love God? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for that greatest love of all, the love that you have for us. And I pray that each one of us could know that and receive it, to know how precious we are to you. And Father, I pray that each one of us can show love in the different situations that we're in. I pray we would have wisdom and the right words to say. The right words to say, to build one another up and correct one another in the right moments, Father. And so I pray that we can look to you, look to your love, and look to show your love. Amen. I'm going to invite the musicians to come back, and we're going to close with two songs about God's love. Everyone needs compassion, and then in Christ alone, my hope is found. If you're able, please stand.